was 2 days and nights of terror, which is now almost forgotten. In Germany, the event known as Kristallnacht was a largely overlooked warning sign of what was to come. The Holocaust. Synagogues were burned, Jewish businesses vandalized, and Jews randomly attacked. Helga Carden remembers it well. The now 91-year-old Santa Barbara woman was a 13-year-old girl living in Berlin with her parents.
The fire engines were not putting out the flames to stop the synagogue from burning. The water was there to prevent it from spreading to other buildings. That was very scary.
Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party came to power in Germany in 1933. One of the first things they did was start to impose restrictions on the Jewish population. They used them as scapegoats for Germany's defeat in World War I and for the massive decade-long depression which followed. Carden, who was an only child, says in 1936, when Germany was preparing to host the Olympics, she got her first real taste of anti-Semitism.
I was in a regular public school. We were all doing gymnastics, hoping to get selected for the display for the Olympics. And I was told then Jewish kids would not be eligible.
Soon, she was facing more discrimination.
There would be signs, no Jews allowed, like at the swimming pool or in the movie house. And I was thrown out of my German public school. Jewish kids were no longer allowed. And I had to go to a Jewish school.
Some people tried to leave, but unless you had a lot of money, most other nations wouldn't allow you to immigrate.
We did not know about concentration camps then, but we did know that people were imprisoned. Everybody was trying to leave.
The situation kept getting worse until November of 1938, when Kristallnacht happened. For 2 days and nights, German authorities turned a blind eye to paramilitary groups and civilians on a rampage against Jewish synagogues and businesses as they were vandalized, torched, and in some cases Jews were beaten and even murdered. Many historians think Kristallnacht, which means the Night of Broken Glass, was the actual start of the Holocaust. Carden remembers heading to school the day after the first wave of attacks.
I passed a furniture store with friends of my family's and the windows were smashed. When I caught my bus on the famous Kurfürstendamm, which is like the Fifth Avenue of Berlin, the Jewish synagogue. I saw fire engines, water, and then I found that everybody had seen the similar sort of scene, that Jewish stores had been vandalized, and anyone who passed the synagogue would see it burning.
The school sent everyone home, and Carden admits she was scared. A few hours after getting safely back to the family's apartment, the attacks came to her neighborhood.
I heard a big noise outside. I went to the bedroom and looked through the Venetian blinds. There was a pharmacy across the street. The windows had been smashed, and the brown shirt, the Nazis, overturned the shelves and knocked everything off the shelves. The noise was quite terrific, and that is something that I would always hear, is the noise of all that broken glass.
Carden's parents made a decision which probably saved her life. Even though they couldn't all escape from Germany, they made arrangements to get the teen to England.
A Jewish organization in Britain made an arrangement that they would take children. This was called the Kindertransport. There were trainloads of children. My mother was very fortunate to get me onto the Kindertransport.
Carden says it was hard to go, not knowing if she would ever see her parents again. Her father died, but her mother survived the Holocaust.
My father was a sick man. I sort of had a feeling I would never see him again. My mother did go into a concentration camp, Theresienstadt, but survived, fortunately.
It took her 8 years to reunite with her mother. They lived in England and Canada before finally moving to the U.S. The Santa Barbara woman says with the passage of time, some of the memories have faded. But she says Kristallnacht and the Holocaust need to be remembered because we can't allow events like that to happen again.
It is history now. It's nearly two generations later. People must learn that hate and evil should be stopped, not wait till it's really gotten hold.
The Jewish Federation of Greater Santa Barbara has exhibitions featuring the stories of local Holocaust survivors. There's also artwork by survivors, which is intended to not only help remember Kristallnacht, but to serve as a positive celebration of life. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.